It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Joining us here in the KRLD Zoom Room is Megan Graves. She is a suicide prevention instructor. Welcome back to KRLD.
Thank you for having me again.
Really interested about your title. Can you describe what being a suicide prevention instructor means?
Absolutely. So, as a suicide prevention instructor, what I get the pleasure of doing is teaching folks, and those being just community members, right? So it's anyone in our community, folks who have no training, all the way up to people in the healthcare system. And I get to talk about the signs and symptoms of suicide to look for, and then what we do when we notice those symptoms, how to get people help.
It's an ongoing issue. Study just came out from the CDC talking about the fact that suicides are at their almost highest level that we've ever seen. Why are they still so high around this country?
So we did notice that there was kind of a drop prior to 2020, a small drop in suicides. And as you know, COVID happened. All of our lives changed. All of us became a little more isolated than we're used to. And lots of people lost a lot of things in that time frame. And so I think that there is a general feeling of maybe helplessness and hopelessness within all of these changes over the last 4 years. So when we see kind of difficult times in our communities, within our nation, and in this instance, throughout the world, we tend to see suicide rates rise.
The type of instruction that you give, you mentioned it could be someone who actually maybe works with patients or has clients, to someone who's just regular like me and David. You know, I think that coming off the heels of an event we just did where with the American Heart Association, where we were learning about CPR and how that's a life-saving tool in your toolkit. So is this suicide prevention knowledge? I mean, this is something I feel like everybody should be educated on.
Absolutely. Suicide prevention is everyone's business, right? And the way that we first notice when someone is at risk for suicide is actually people in their lives noticing changes in patterns in their behavior, changes in their mood, and also just honing in on what may, things they may be saying that are red flags that they're considering suicide. And so anyone in the world who is close to anybody or knows a person in general, right? Like, we are the front lines for picking up on those clues and trying to get some intervention before we get too far down that road.
How important has 988 become to help with people that are feeling this way and as a preventative tool?
988 is super important, and it's always been there, but it used to be a 1-800 number. And well, we're not good at memorizing numbers anymore with the technology we have. So having 988, something that's easy to remember like 911, really gets folks to somebody who is trained in crisis prevention and intervention. And so that has been very helpful for community members to, oh yeah, I remember this number. I might not know how to help you, but I can call this number and you can talk to someone who will know exactly what to do from here.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness says that although women are more women than men attempt suicide, that men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide. There's a lot of myths and misconceptions. Is this one of them?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of misinformation about who dies by suicide more. And study after study shows that men and boys die by suicide at a higher rate. It actually is true that women and girls attempt more. But I think that in terms of men and boys, the the methods and the means that they go about tend to be more lethal. And so that's where we see that rise.
And what's really frightening is the fact that it's one of the leading causes of death for people as young as 10 years of age. What kind of 10-year-old gives up on life so quickly? What happens to a child like that?
You know, there are lots of circumstances that can happen. And unfortunately, kids are not immune to trauma and traumatic experiences. And so we see things that happen in their lives that can lead them to a place of feeling hopeless and helpless. And a lot of kids maybe don't have support to work their way through that trauma and work their way through those experiences. And so we do see that happen for kids, I mean, even younger than 10 at times. And so it's super important that we know what to do when we see those symptoms for anyone, but especially our kids.
Can we talk about also our veteran population and how at risk they are? We know that there's a veterans hotline specifically for our military men and women who might be having suicidal thoughts. How important is it that they have a skilled professional that understands what they've gone through to help them?
Yes. And so just like with the kids that are dealing with trauma and traumatic events, obviously our military personnel have higher rates of trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. And so anybody with some significant trauma like that is automatically at a higher risk for suicide. So being able to tap into those resources to people who are educated about what you've been through in the military helps to prevent going down the path that leads to suicidal ideations.
You talked about training the people to work with suicide type hotlines and things like that. What goes into that training? How do you train someone from ground up?
I think it's going to be different just depending on what specific training you're getting. So with the suicide hotline, they have specific crisis intervention training. And so that can be things like the phrases you might hear someone say, red flag phrases like, I want to die, or I don't want to be here anymore, or this life isn't worth living. All the way across the spectrum of actually intervening in real-time situations there in front of you, right? Like EMS have some specific training to intervene when things are actively happening in that moment. And so most of what we're doing in training to be a suicide prevention expert or a crisis interventionist is going to be looking for signs, symptoms, and then how to intervene in that moment, what kind of help is available.
How, as someone who might be witnessing some of these warning signs, how do you get someone help if they refuse it? How can you be a better support system if they're pushing you away?
I think that's a really valid question because not everyone is going to be willing to talk about it in that moment. The first thing I think we can do that's most important is just listen, just be there. Let them know that you care and you're here. If you are concerned about their imminent safety in this moment, you can always call 911. They can get EMS and emergency personnel out to intervene. That's obviously the broad spectrum, but when you don't have immediate safety concerns, but you are concerned about them, just opening that door to say, hey, if and when you're ready, I'm here for you. Also, if you can just get to know your resources in your community, that you can just say, hey, I'm just going to send you this stuff. And you do what with it what you want to, but that way that they, you know, they have it. If they come around and think about it a little more, they can come back to you and know that that door is open.
Continuing with what Kristen was just talking about, can 988 help family members if they suspect someone in their family is feeling suicidal?
Absolutely. They can give them a call, tell them about the situation, and they are trained to be able to guide those conversations and tell you what your next step should be based on what you have going on.
Any other myths that you would like to dispel about suicide?
Yeah. One of the biggest myths I think that we hear is that asking about suicide is going to put it into someone's head, right? And so we get really worried that if we notice these symptoms, if we ask about it, we are maybe then making that person suicidal. And that is a huge myth. Because people who aren't suicidal aren't suicidal. So I just like to encourage folks that if you feel that there is something concerning going on, ask the question because the worst that can happen is they say, ew, why would you ask me that? I don't appreciate that. But at least you know that person is safe. But the best thing that can happen is they can open up and you can get them some help and prevent them from ending their life.
That is Megan Graves with us here on KRLD. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.